1888.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Finally, happy Christmas music. Right. Rock and roll. That wasn't actually rock and roll. We might have some of that later. But hey, super duper. That was super duper, Super Don.
Have a super duper Christmas with Jesus. You know, it's funny because we were talking about this because it says have a super duper Christmas with Jesus this year. And we were both sitting there going, you know, is this going to like offend people that like don't believe in Jesus? Listen, Christmas is a Christian holiday, right? If you don't believe in Jesus, that's okay, but you got to at least thank the fictitious character for getting some presents under the tree this year, right? I mean, come on.
Well, like you said, it's Christmas is technically a Christian holiday. Of course, a lot of the rituals.
I think I just offended some Christians, didn't I?
You definitely did. Super Don, stop it. Don't be cussing.
I'm speaking theoretically. Come on. I'm being objective.
Right. I wanted you to be super duper Don this hour because that's the word of the hour, super duper Don. By the way, we've got Kevin from the Organic Race Team coming back talking about living off the grid because there's a woman in Florida who the authorities don't want her to live off the grid. They're condemning her house or they're threatening to evict her because why? She's not hooked up to electricity or water. She's not complaining. She's not sick. She says everything's fine. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Is it an international conspiracy? Is it Agenda 21? What is going on? Stand by for that. It's a big story, actually. Bottom of the hour. But right now, the super-duper story of the hour relates to influenza. Now, we sort of kind of tied it together with the raw milk story with David Gumpert last hour because the CDC is prone to exaggeration. And boy, they've got some whoppers. Whoppers, I tell you, in this story. Here's the headline. CDC! If 70% of adults got flu vaccine, fewer babies, frail, sick. I don't know what they're trying to say here, actually. When you get into this, we've actually got audio clips because I don't want to try to necessarily speak the language. I would be like the sign language interpreter for Obama in South Africa at Mandela's funeral. You'd be going, what? Huh? What's going on there? So I think
gotta love it.
We need to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, as they say, at the CDC. Now, what is this super-duper flu shot we're going to be talking about? Well, we have a series of audio clips here, so pay attention, boys and girls. This could be a quiz for you later in the program. The director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Is she a general? Did you see her outfit?
You know, it's always kind of weirded me out. These people from the CDC, I mean, they look like they're in the military. They've got these uniforms and all these medals and stuff and everything, and ribbons and stuff. Like they've, you know, like here's the Vietnam ribbon, here's the Korea ribbon, here's the World War. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what are these? I'm sure there's an explanation,
These represent all of the children we've inoculated and vaccinated and done all our needlework.
I did a tour of duty, yes.
Yeah, they don't do sidearms with 45s or 38s. They do syringes.
Which indeed
may be much more dangerous. So this woman, Ann Shuchat?
Shuchat?
How would you say it? Shuchat?
Shuchat, I believe is the way it's pronounced, yeah.
Oh, Shuchat. Let's do some audio here. And the first clip from the CDC representative acknowledges, I think from the reporters or somebody moderating, that There's not a whopping big degree or percentage of reduction. So what are you going to tell us? So go ahead with clip one.
I am trying to anticipate some of the comments that we get on these flu stories, and I can see people saying only a 17% reduction, doesn't that show the vaccine doesn't work? Is there a way to put it into context for the general reader to understand the benefits a bit better?
Oh, yes, it is. It's only 17% reduction. Flu shots suck. Next question. That's what it should be. The
well, listen, it's a legitimate question for a reporter because it's true.
It is.
They keep coming out with all of these articles about get your flu shot, get your flu shot. We got the memo. We have to tell you to get your flu shot. And people are commenting on this going, but why? I just read this over here. It's only 17% effective. Why should we do this? And so they're asking the people in charge, help us out here. People are asking us questions. What do we say?
But the thing is, it's like, what's the proper context? The proper context is it doesn't work. There's no other context. But we're going to give you a chance here. We're going to give you a chance because we know the science, the real science, is happening at the CDC and the NIH. And they would never, like, wish upon a star, like, you know, a Disney fairy tale princess kind of movie, would they? Go ahead with clip number two.
Yes, absolutely. We wish that influenza vaccines work better than they do, but we know that influenza vaccines are the best way to protect yourself from influenza, and influenza is really common. So I think it's important for the public to know that last year, influenza vaccination prevented about 80,000 hospitalizations.
How do they know that?
She pulled that out of her aspirin. I'm sorry, she did. And isn't that funny? Because they're the scientists. We just wish it would work better. But we do know, and they say this like it's a gospel truth, but it isn't. It's a religious death cult. We know that vaccinations are the best way. Oh, really? You do? Tell me, what study do you have to show that they're the best way, considering that there was only a 17% reduction? That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best you got. Ooh, let's try neutralizing it with a little bit of silver and see who wins that match. How about some echinacea?
We can't do those studies. No. Sorry, we can't
do
those studies.
What's the number? 80,000?
Oh, 80,000. Whatever. Why didn't you just say we know that the vaccine prevented a gazillion deaths last year.
Right. It's just about that.
A billion, million, zillion. What difference is that?
It's just like the 36,000 they used to. They just make these numbers up. Now, we're going to get into some percentages in this next clip, so be prepared. This is more new math from the CDC. How many will be saved? How many will be reduced? What's going to happen? Go ahead and run clip three.
If we'd had higher coverage against influenza, if we'd had 70% of the country vaccinated instead of about 45% of the country vaccinated, we could have prevented 30,000 more hospitalizations.
How do you know that? That's impossible.
Right. If we only had 70% coverage instead of 45, wait a second. You admitted that the flu shot sucks. So if we could just shoot up more people, maybe we'd have less. Now, again, how do they measure this? Is it measured by what? Titers? Are they doing titer tests? Are they saying, oh, look, there's an antibody response? And is that even sufficient? Because, no, it looks like you can still get the flu even if you have the antibodies for the right strain. And, by the way, you could have just flu-like symptoms that have nothing to do with the influenza virus, but that are a product of or a byproduct of the toxicity of the damn shot. But no, we're going to, if we can get it up to 70%, I'm not falling for it. Are you, Super Don?
Well, you know, if we could just get 80% of the people vaccinated, we could prevent a gazillion, million, billion, gazillion more people.
Oh, but it gets better. Oh, it gets better. Because one day, you know, when you wish upon a star, what are you going to get? Something really amazing. Terrific.
Remember, this is the director of the CDC department. This person has medals on their chest.
Right.
This person must have a master's doctorate degree in something, right?
But she sounds more like Tinkerbell. Go ahead and run clip four.
One day, we'll probably have a really, really super-duper influenza vaccine with higher effectiveness in the most vulnerable. But today, we don't. The vaccines we have right now can save lives and can prevent hospitalizations, and we really want them to be used.
We do. We want them to be used because if they're not used, we will sell no vaccine before you buy them. Remember that old clip?
Did you hear the way she described the vaccine?
Really?
The vaccine that she wants? Let's run that last clip. Listen to this. This is how she describes. This is the director of the CDC whatever blah, blah, blah campaign. Listen to how she describes this.
Really, really super duper influenza vaccine.
Did she say what I thought she said?
I'm really hoping for the super totally mega awesome vaccine.
I got to hear that again. Let's hear that again.
Really, really super duper influenza vaccine.
It's new and improved. It's really, really super duper.
And
we pray. Come on, people. This is the CDC. This is the best you got. Schlucat. The meerkat.
Totally
the Larry Generals. With the, unbelievable.
Mega awesome.
Does anybody... Yeah, and I got egghead friends that looked at the CDC. Well, they're smart. They got generals, insignias on their thing. It's the Surgeon General. I'm sorry. If you're falling for this garbage, there's not a whole lot of hope for you. In fact, if you are, you're probably not a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Because we don't sell you any super duper vaccines, or we don't have to wish upon a star for healing. We actually know the stuff that actually works in preventing influenza, whether it even is influenza. And we're one of the first shows over the years to talk about the gastrointestinal damage done from overeating, Tom or Borda, during the winter months. He says he's taking time off. Do you know that Tom says he can eat 3 Chipotle burritos in one sitting?
Wow.
Who can do that?
I can.
Who can do that?
I can.
You can do that.
That's my superpower.
So when you take time off in the new year,
it's really, really super-duper power. Yes.
It's really, really super duper burritos. But when you take time off, are we to blame the food for that? Or are you going to say it's something else?
I work a lot and I've earned vacation time. That's my reasoning.
He's sticking by that story. All right.
He's doing good work.
All right. So everybody, we don't like to have to cover flu stories it seems like every week we can't get away with them, but when they come out with the super duper wishes that they do from the CDC, and look at the Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, can we post this picture? I mean, she's like fawning over something. She's like, oh, we wish super duper vaccines come save us.
You're super duper awesome. You're doing such a super duper job.
We are going to do a super duper job. We've got questions of the day, and they both surround the thyroid and hypothyroidism. What can we do to get people off drugs? Is it possible? Are you stuck? Are there any homeopathic options? I haven't talked about it in a while. I guess it is time to revisit the super duper thyroid.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, Super Don posted a picture on the Facebook. I don't know if you can blast it out as well through Twitter, but what's the caption of the day as you see Chewcat, Meerkat, you know, announcing the super-duper flu shot we wish we had behind her, Kathleen Sebelius, head tilted, looking off in the distance, wondering, pondering. What is she thinking? That's what we want to know. So if you want to participate, and if we don't have a good answer before the end of the show today, we'll get back to you. Maybe we'll do it. Actually, we'll do it in RSBL Media Channel when we do the RSB 180 after the show today. Yeah. That's what we can do.
That's fun.
All right, we got upcoming events Thursday at Vitality Bistro, Mount Dora. We got live broadcast and a lecture following, and that'll be me. And we got Aaron Elizabeth coming down. That's going to be great. And we'll hear from Dr. Joe Mercola on the show that day as well. And what else? Friday night, healthy date night in Eustis, Florida at the Windhorse Theater. I'll be there, and a bunch of other friends will be there. So come on down. Now, questions of the day. We got two of them, and they're both in the same realm. One is from Marco. He says, hi, I have a question. I was told to write you. No, you love it when people are, write Robert. He knows everything. No, he doesn't. I gathered some information, and I related it to you. Now, he says, my girlfriend has hypothyroidism. What can she do to help with the situation if you know anything of it? And then the second question, or first, depending on which way it came in, is there really a need to take thyroid medication for the rest of my life? Is there a dietary fix to Hashimoto's thyroiditis? Thank you. That comes from PT. Now, these are complex questions, quite honestly. And in a simple world, we wouldn't be having much thyroid or endocrine difficulties like this. And I, you know, my wife is the greatest or worst example, depending on how you look at it, because she was hammered as a civilian military brat with so many vaccines, they destroyed her thyroid into a Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Now, Hashimoto's is autoimmune in combination with other things. You talk about inflammation, the cells, your immune cells are starting to attack the thyroid. And it's a whole complicated mess, to say the least. Now, I will say from a baseline perspective, that anybody with thyroid issues, you can pretty much assess without even assessing that they're dealing with selenium deficiencies. Selenium is so critical for all things thyroid. And we can also look at omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiencies, EPA, DHA, etc. 3 grams, 4 grams, even 5 grams a day, 5,000 milligrams would be great to reduce some of the autoimmune inflammatory aspects of this scenario. but the selenium is more important to my, in my mind than anything. Now, in certain forms of Hashimoto's, you can't even, quote-unquote, take iodine. You know, they're worried about that. So in those cases, I do the homeopathic form of iodine called iodum, I-O-D-U-M, homeopathic iodine, because this will tend to work to neutralize or, let's say, rebalance or shift the way your body will interact with iodine. And, of course, you can take the homeopathic form of thyroid, which is called thyroidinum, which is adding I-N-U-M after the word thyroid. These are commonly used. They're not only used this way, but I think that it would be a very simple thing to do. Now, we've talked about, for instance, adrenal burnout, but it relates to the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the thyroid, the PHAT axis. I think a good comprehensive homeopathic formula is one from King Bio that includes the PHAT fat axis. So look to King Bio for remedies that address comprehensively the entire endocrine system. Our fear of fat has not helped in this situation for all things endocrine. So even the saturated fats, the coconut oils, or even if you go to animal fats from clean sources, are going to help nourish the endocrine system. And we can look to chiropractic as well. In fact, my wife, why did she want to become a doctor? Because the medical doctors destroyed her nearly. And they didn't do anything right. They did all the things that were wrong, starting from the vaccines on out. And so it's been a battle throughout her life to be on a med, off a med, on a med, off a med, to maintain function, you know, especially during pregnancy with incredible stresses on the body that's been damaged this way to the endocrine system. Now, we mentioned chiropractic benefit very briefly. I just made this statement because I didn't have enough time to go into it. Beneficial for heart disease, cardiovascular issues. But think of something with the nerve system, neuroendocrine. There's a neuroendocrine system. The nerves interact with the endocrine or hormonal system. And so I'm looking at neurological issues as well here. Again, selenium, looking at silica, and looking to really find ways to detoxify the heavy metals that are so devastating, absolutely devastating to the entire endocrine system, including and especially the thyroid. Now, hypofunctioning, if it's not Hashimoto's, may be a little less complicated, but it still necessitates more selenium, not only 200 micrograms, but 4, 6, or even 800. The kind we get is the food-grown form of selenium from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Hydration as well. Please go to Robert's Water on the holidays here and check out the ionizing, alkalizing, structuring machine that I use, robertswater.com, the Echo System. And we'll have some of that water probably on Thursday and Friday at my events in Mount Dora and Eustis, Florida. Any other questions you have like that, keep sending it through or call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Living off the grid, is it allowed? Do you have to ask permission? Kevin's going to tell us after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is it a crime to live off of the grid? A lot of people are wanting to do it. You know, they want to unplug. They have this idea of being pioneering in the old West. I don't want to be dealing with these buffoons in government or at the CDC, for instance. Unplug the power, unplug the water, and then the city comes in and say your house is not livable, even though if you're happy to live there, you've got other sources, you're fine. Why? How is this possible? Big story out of Florida. A woman is being attacked in this way by the local government. What is going on? Does this relate to Agenda 21? Some kind of international treaty? What's going on? To bring us up to speed on this issue, my good friend Kevin from the Organic Racing Team in Harmony Cone, he's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Hey, Robert. It's always good to be with you, man.
Did you see this story about the Florida city trying to evict this woman? She's paid for her house, evidently. She is still living there. She says, I'm taking the electricity out and the water. I found a different way to do it. And now they're telling her, no, 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 you can't do that.
Robert, she just needs to swallow the blue pill and go back to sleep. I don't know why everybody wants to think outside the box. You're not supposed to think. You're just supposed to obey.
Oh, and that's why I brought you on, Kevin.
No, Robert, the problem is that the local council has entered into an international treaty, basically, with the ICC, the International Code Commission. And in Chapter 1, Section A-102, it strictly says that if you own a house and it follows under these rules and that the local council has adopted these rules, that you cannot shut off your water, you cannot shut off your electricity. Only temporarily can you shut off the utilities to do maintenance on the property, but you can't live there during that process. It's written right in the code.
Wait a second. How is it? Where are these local councils and where are they getting these ideas?
Well, basically, Robert, it's when you travel overseas, you see some pretty wild things. You realize how good our construction actually is here. You know, overseas, a lot of times they can't even put the outlets at the same height going down a hallway. You go down a hallway and the outlets snake up and down. They'll try to run pipes uphill, so the way I guess they think water, if it's got enough pressure on it, it'll go uphill. Sewage pipes and stuff. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make everybody conform. Well, the building codes that work in Africa won't necessarily work in the United States and vice versa. So what they're trying to do is through Agenda 21, through what they call sustainable development, which is a BS terminology, they're trying to make sure that everyone operates under the same set of rules.
Even if they don't apply the same way. And we're not talking about universal law application here.
No, we're not. No.
So
we're not.
Where are they getting these so-called marching orders on a local level? Because as far as I know, the Constitution doesn't provide for states or local municipalities or city councils to make treaties with foreign governments or the United Nations.
What happens is, like, your fire chief and your different groups, they will join these international forums, okay? And when they enter into these agreements, they have to sign that they'll enforce these rules. And there are certain benefits that come down with that. And basically they have these panel of experts that write these codes and say, okay, well, everybody has to conform to this. And then since they're a part of that group, they agree to it. Sometimes they get funding for it, yada, yada, yada. And basically what you have in this situation is they are adopting these ICC rules. There's no legislative intent, so there's no legislation on it whatsoever. And they're just basically adopting this and going through this. The problem is there's no oversight. It basically wipes out your local government body because they're going to tell them what they're supposed to do. And, it's really a joint venture to attain Agenda 21. The problem is these are unrepresented, unelected, an unaccountable international panel of experts that come up with this that you're going to live your life by.
Right. So what are we going to do? We're going to go to our elected representative in Washington, D.C., or the senator that represents the two in each state and say, please, can I live off the grid in this house? I mean, that doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Robert, this is exactly why it's very important to go to your local council meetings, to go to your commissioners' meetings every month, and to keep your eyes peeled for these types of things. Every month I go to my county commissioners' meeting, and they're always trying to come up with something like this. And it's pretty easy to foil most of the time. You can use your local newspapers. You can put articles in the local newspapers, do letters to the editor. And let me tell you what, you can stir the hornet's nest quick, because if the local people think they're going to lose some rights, you know, if they're not going to be able to run their spa or their pool or do whatever they want to on their property, it really gets them stirred up rather quick. And when you stir people up, get the hornet's nest buzzing, that's when you can get change and you can block these types of things. We've blocked those types of things here in the county I live in numerous times because it was all on an international level. We don't want the internationalists in here.
So we're talking, again, all action ultimately is local, right? You remember those bumper stickers, think globally, act locally. I mean, it seems to be also practical because the people in Washington, D.C., whether you sent them there or not, are just basically turning over the sovereignty of the United States every which way but loose. And, you know, now it's impacting a woman who simply wants to turn off the electricity and the water to her home and still live in it.
Right. There is a website there's a lot of great websites you can go to. Publiccodes.cyberreg.com has all your international documents on it. There is a website that woman could actually go to. It's called Birmingham Property Rights Law Firm. They're actually right there in Florida. And that's exactly what they fight for, is property rights, eminent domain things, and that's what they specialize in. Another great website that people should look at, just to kind of open your eyes up, you know, instead of sitting down watching Dancing with the Stars, look stupid like that. You know, open up your web browser and read something that, you know, will actually connect some dots inside of your head. And that is realpropertyrights.org is an excellent website for property rights. This is the ammunition that you can put into your skull that when you go to these commissioners meetings and they start dancing their pretty little dance and making it all look all lovely and rosy, and this we're going to enter into this agreement, you can put a stop to it off the bat. And you can ask them questions and stop them in their tracks.
Of all the websites, the one that jumped out easiest is realpropertyrights.org. If you've got a list, send them to me and we'll publicize them.
Okay.
Kevin, my concern is that when people buy their homes, they think they're buying something that is property, but it's been repositioned or recategorized into something called real estate, which doesn't have the same, let's say, properties of real property rights, so that you can buy it, but yet you still have, even after it's so-called free and clear, you're paying taxes annually on it. That's not the same thing as real property that you own, is it?
Well, it depends on who owns it. The real property I own is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't use fiat money. Here's the thing: you got to take it all back to common law. And if I write you an IOU on a piece of paper and I hand it to you, what is the value of that piece of paper? Zero. There's no intrinsic value. But if I buy that, if I go, look, I'm going to pay you in gold, you know, everybody's like, oh, you can't do business in gold. Yes, you can. I'm going to pay you in gold, okay, for that property, and it may take me 10 years to pay it off, whatever. But I pay that piece of property off. I have actually created a legal contract under common law, and I exchanged something that had intrinsic value for something of value. So I traded value for value. Okay, now I can own that property. The problem is that when you try to give somebody, you keep giving somebody IOUs, you know, for debt of the United States, what are you really paying with? You really fall under what we call admiralty jurisdiction at that point, which is basically UCC. Whole big ball of nasty wax that we don't even want to talk about, but then you basically never own that piece of property.
You're talking about purchasing real estate with Federal Reserve notes, and we've got G. Edward Griffin scheduled on Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, almost 100 years out from the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So that's an important distinction.
Yeah, a brilliant, brilliant guy. So, you know, the reality is how deep does the rabbit hole go? You know, the reality is that you really start looking for the truth and you really start finding these things out, which I am so encouraged because the American people seem to be waking up left and right because we're starting to see more and more of these types of actions happen. And, you know, here's the thing. There is a whole bunch of us and not very many of them. And when we wake up and we go, I don't think so. We're not going to play this game anymore. And in my opinion, Robert, we need to probably start some kind of PayPal fund or anything we can do to help support this woman. You know, American people are very giving people. They'll help somebody like this and help them fight local city hall, and that's where the battle really is.
Yeah, well, to check out the story, we have it linked up in the show notes, and of course, Super Don's blasting it out through the Twitter and of course, Facebook as well. I had on my website, people are responding because I cover some issues about contracts of adhesion, status at law, different things like that that not many shows really cover in any depth. And one of the responses to something I wrote from Joe Sett says, RSB is totally right about the government owning your children if you get your papers. Get yourself a third edition or older Black's Law Dictionary and look up some of the words RSB has spoken. What is she talking about for all of our listeners?
Are you talking to me, Robert?
Yes, Kevin.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure whether that was a question you're asking your listeners or asking me.
No, it's pretty.
What we have to do in a situation like this, Robert, is even the terminology. Don't go to use Wikipedia. That's fine, but go get a Black's Law Dictionary and look it up for yourself, because a lot of the terminology has changed. You know, a lot of this has changed. So even the wording has changed. You can manipulate a society very easily if you take your time and you change the meanings of their words slowly over time. You can completely rewrite the law by changing the meanings of the words. You're exactly right. You have to have a law dictionary to understand these types of things. Not that difficult. Just look at the definition.
But as Josette wrote in about that, she says you need to go back to the third edition or older, that ever since then they've been monkeying with these word definitions to the point where you don't know what you're reading anymore.
I'm lucky enough to have an 1892 dictionary on that, and it's probably way more accurate than most of the dictionaries nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, he is right. The thing is, and that's a whole other subject we get into, but
sure.
The reality is this. If you read Frederick Bastiat, The Law, and you read John Locke, Two Treaties of Government, it explains that the fruit of a man's labor is his property. And basically, when we work and we labor and we sweat and we pay for a piece of property, we need to have the right to protect that piece of property.
Control it, protect it. That's right. Amen, brother Kevin. I love you. Thank you so much for being here on this story and so much more. We got New York City coming up for Ty and RSB. We're going to have to watch out for brawling Santas, though.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I joked about like spiritual songs converting them into metal, and you can convert heavy metal guys into spirituality. I never heard it done that way, but it sounds like they're enticing spiritual people to go to the gates of hell with that one. I'm just sorry. That's pretty intense, Tom. I'm a super dumb man. Oh, my. But,
yeah.
Hey, it fits in with the theme of the final wrap-up of the show today. Did you ever see that movie Bad Santa with what's that guy's
name? I did.
Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yes.
This is totally a Billy. Tom,
yes,
loves that.
Agreed.
One. Well, look, it happened in real life in New York City just the other day. And Ty, TMB, and RSB are going to be in New York City mid-January. We're still working on the details, but we've been invited to go on to Fox News and A Healthy You with Carol Alt. But I'm worried. I'm going to take Ty because he's the big guy. He's got to protect me from these dangerous bad Santas because they're just brawling big time up there on the city streets because of SantaCon. SantaCon.
So yeah.
What is SantaCon?
Well, it's just a big thing where a bunch of guys get together and they dress up like Santa and they just kind of party. I mean, they're all drinking. This was actually part of what they call the SantaCon pub crawl. So they're all bar hopping.
Right.
And they stopped for some reason, and they still don't know why this happened.
It's like tag team, man.
If you watch this, yeah, it looks like the Royal Rumble from WWE.
They're cold cocking each other. I mean, this is definitely not the Christmas spirit here, so don't watch it. This is like the Grinch stole it from all of them, man. They're just wailing on each other. And there's even one in a green elf costume. This is rough.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a guy, you know, listen, I grew up, I watched wrestling, professional wrestling. I even, you know, as a kid, my dad took me as a teenager. We got to see some local professional wrestling. I mean, that's, you know, purely entertainment, blood sport, fake blood and everything. This, I don't know what's going on here. Is this like done for YouTube on purpose or is this a real brawl? I don't know.
Apparently this is something that happens every year. And they were saying that this year, even though you saw this brawling thing going on here, that years past have been even worse than this. So I guess the cops are looking into it. They don't have any actual reported assaults yet.
But they did issue several different summons and things as a result of what was going on here this evening.
All right, Ty, if you're listening, we got to avoid SantaCon unless we're wearing our heavy gear with Santa Claus to hide our faces, right? Man, that is wild. Anyway, well, they're back to the holiday spirit again. We the gift of healing that keeps on giving. It happens because of the folks that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Let's give them their props and thanks. Like Stephen Hewer at One World Way, we got the special deal Southern Way, W-H-E-Y, when you go to oneworldway.com, get you 15% off all of your One World Way, which, by the way, I drank today on the air in raw milk. Oh, my God. And I'm still here. Super. I'm still here. Still breathing. We had David Gumpert just counteracting all the garbage propaganda from the CDC. And what an educational segment with Kevin from the Organic Race Team and Harmony Cohn. Getting into the brass tacks of the localized Agenda 21 scenario playing out with this woman in Florida who they're trying to throw out of her home because she's unplugged from the grid. I mean, that's a layer and level that you just don't get the details and as well as the practical aspects. So we're going to follow up with Kevin on that as we go to get you some more insight.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And just a reminder, guys, we've got up on the Facebook and on Twitter our caption contest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ann Schuchat from the CDC, and behind her is this hilarious expression on Kathleen Sebelius's face. And we both noticed this. They're like, what is she thinking right there? So we've got the caption contest up on Facebook, up on Twitter. Get on there, and we'll talk about the captions here that people are coming up with for what Kathleen Sebelius is saying on RSP 180 when we do.
Our friend Marlon from Detroit. We love you and your family, Marlon. Thanks for being out there listening. He says she has 5 minutes to wrap this up or I'm out. The question is out where? We'll get to that on the RSB Media channel when we do RSB 180. Remember, the fun doesn't end at the end of the show. It continues with RSB 180 on YouTube, our YouTube media channel.
Right.
We'll embed the links, of course, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There are a whole host of other sponsors we didn't get to talk about and thank, but you'll see their banners up at robertscottbell.com. That holiday gift you can give to me is just supporting those who support this message. God bless them. God bless you all for standing up for something good, right? Healing, health, freedom, the liberty that doesn't exist. Yes. And what else? The health freedom.
Check Facebook and Twitter. We've got a picture of Tom the Bordoff. First time ever.
Oh, just. I'm going to check it out, too. Check it out in the meantime. We'll be back tomorrow. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bowles.
You got to add a little bit of mystery.
After several books of spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick?
I am.
It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
All right, have a good one, guys.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.